Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, everybody. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Saints Happy Hour. We are going free all day, every day, until the Saints season opener to get you people that aren't on Patreon and supporting the show to sign up. You get a koozie, a magnet, a screensaver, you get Andrew's grades, you get the grade podcast, you get Andrew's written grades on every single Saints player every single week. You should totally do it. Andrew, the Saints are playing the Jets on Saturday. Most people would be like, it's preseason, who cares? It's, you know, but it's Greg Williams, and I don't care what Drew Brees says, or Sean Payton, or Greg Williams. They all hate each other. They're all petty as fuck. And Greg Williams is going to blitz 16, 17, possibly 18 guys on one play.
Yeah, that's his MO. If he's got 11 guys on the field, he's sending 12. But I always think, listen, preseason sucks. We all agree on this, and it's not that fun. But if there's any preseason that's worth watching, it's the third game, typically. And Brees is going to play. At least Sean Payton has said that's the plan. So I think if there's ever one you're going to pay attention to and maybe try to figure out what you're going to be able to see during the coming season, this is going to give you the most clues just in terms of who plays early, what situation, what guys come in certain situations. That's going to give you an inkling into who's making this roster. So, you know, at the end, at final cuts, there's always one or two surprises, but all the clues are going to be there. And again, like, you know, Brees had an interesting, the main thing. So, I mean, just getting further into it now, I feel like the receiver position still remains the most unsettled thing
that
for me.
That was going to be my point, and I was going to say, I think sometimes fans, and I've done this in the past, is for the receivers, when Brees plays in the third game, you say, oh, they played this receiver, so that must mean they want him to get reps with Brees. That must mean he's on solid ground to make the team. Well, I think that we look at it wrong. I think Sean Payton may be like, okay, I don't know who we're going to keep at the bottom end of the receiving core, so I'm going to give them reps with Drew, and I'm going to see which one of these dudes stands out when Drew's playing, who he wants to throw to, who he deems is getting open, doing what they're supposed to do. So I look at the guys who play with Drew. If they're on the bubble, if they play really well with Drew, that sets them apart. Is that a fair way to look at it come Saturday?
That is fair, yeah. I think anytime you're getting – I mean, I've said this many times on the podcast. It's great if you're catching passes from Teddy and Taysom, but catching balls from Drew Brees is going to be the ultimate dictator in whether or not you make the team. And we've gone through all the players. There's a lot of receivers that I think are still in the mix to have a shot at making this team. You know, you look at a guy like Austin Carr, which is a guy that I think most of us feel like we've seen him. We know what he can do. He's never really done it in the regular season despite making the team twice. And I think a lot of fans probably feel like that's a guy they would be fine not making the team. Brees this week made a comment about how much confidence he has in Austin Carr now. And he's like, he's had a phenomenal camp, and I feel like my trust factor with him is really high now. And you see Brees make comments like that, and you're like, man, Austin Carr is making this team. You know, because it's not really about the potential of Emmanuel Butler or what little Jordan Humphrey did in the fourth quarter when a seventh-round draft pick was
covering him. Shout out to Dave's son.
Yeah. But, like, it's not really about that. I mean, I think when Breeze makes a comment like that, to me, that carries way more weight than something I saw in the fourth quarter against the Chargers UDFA. So
yeah, it's really interesting. Saints media people last night were fighting on Twitter because one of them was saying, hey, Drew Brees said this about Austin Carr. I hear that. I think he's making the roster, what you just said. And other Saints media people were like, no, I'm at practice every day. He's not making the roster. And but I think that's a thing where you get, like, not that Drew Brees runs the team, right? But if Drew Brees says, I really like Austin Carr, I like him better than Emmanuel Butler or whoever, like, that carries weight with Sean Payton because Drew Brees is the one that's got to make the throw if they have injuries or they do whatever in the third quarter when it's third and six and they're down four. Like,
absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Yeah. And I just think there's so much unknown at receiver. Like, we know that Keith Kirkwood is interesting, and we know that Tre'Quan Smith could be pretty good, and we are intrigued by Emmanuel Butler and what he's been able to do in this training camp. I'd say most fans may be a little bit less excited about Austin Carr, but we know Drew Brees and Sean Payton, for whatever reason, seem to love that guy. And then, you know, little Jordan Humphrey, Dave's son. I mean, he's made a few nice plays. So, like, there's all these guys that have potential and that we feel like maybe could be something nice. We know the Saints have developed guys like this in the past, whether it's Snead, Stills, or Lance Moore. So we know that they've developed guys like this, and it's just a question of who it's going to be. But I just feel like if you want any insider clues into who that's going to be, this is going to be the game that maybe reveals it the most.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It's a couple people on Twitter, but by the way, you should follow us, Saints Happy Hour, on Twitter. Go to our YouTube channel, subscribe. In fact, for the podcasts, every day that they're free until football season, they'll be on YouTube before they get in your Podbean player. So if you're desperate and you want to listen to the podcast early, the podcasts, the daily ones, until season starts, will be on YouTube before they're on your RSS feed. If you got to get them, listen, go to our YouTube channel, search Saints Happy Hour Power, Saints Happy Hour, subscribe and listen there. But what I was going to say is people are telling me that they are so excited about Hendrickson. They're like, he's way better than Marcus Davenport at this point. And I'm like, slow down. Remember Muhammad from last year? Like, and I'm not knocking Trey Hendrickson. We like what he's given us. But let's just take a breath on Davenport being awful. Can we? I mean, I think people are going that we've swung in the opposite direction just because our expectations for him were so high and he's so important. But I don't think the preseason tells you nothing. And we say that over and over again, except when we want it to give us answers, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, listen, Davenport's talent hasn't gone anywhere. And the raw potential that he has, I mean, remember last year, there were so many plays where we were just like, yeah, he's raw, and maybe he doesn't really know what he's doing out there, but oh my God, did you see that play?
He's so freakishly physically talented. I remember we were like, well, we worry about playing him because we were like, well, when a young player, they really struggle against the run and the technique and all.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
all this. Davenport, he's really good against the run because he's such a freak, people can't move him.
Yeah, you know, and I think a lot of times when he sees that it's a run, he shoots the gap and blows the play up. You know? So that's I think once the regular season starts, if he starts to get owned every week, then yeah, maybe I'll be more nervous. But he's going to get plenty of chances here to play full games. He's going to go up against better offensive linemen, which I think will probably bring out the best in him. If I'm Davenport, I'm kind of like, I don't want to get injured in preseason because he's had a little bit, he's had nicks here and there. He came into training camp, you know, not 100%. So, you know, it's a little different from a guy like Hendrickson. And I think it's important that we remember that. Hendrickson, he's playing every snap like it's his last because he's not, I think at this point we all feel like he's a guarantee to make the team because he's had a great preseason and a great camp. But, you know, Hendrickson's not the kind of guy, like when he came this offseason and they signed Wes Horton and they signed Eugenio Grissom and you know, they brought these veterans in. Like it was really, it could have been anyone that got that third defensive end spot. And if you don't get the third as the primary sub, then your chances of making the team are go way down. And so I just feel like Hendrickson really had to have a camp like this. It was kind of life or his career depended on it. Davenport, man, he's the starter. You know, and Okafor's gone, and he was never really pushed for playing time in this training camp. So there's pros and cons to that. But I think from a psychological point of view, yeah, he wants to flash and look good. And I'm not saying that he's not taking this stuff seriously, but I just think you're going to see a different kind of player come week one because him, like many other guys, aren't going to turn it on to full blast until they know that it's win or lose.
Veteran players, man, they can't, like, once you get secure in your NFL roster spot and you're secure in your NFL career, I forget what player it was. He's like, once you're secure in that and you know your job is safe, you can't muster up the same intensity in a preseason game. He's like, you cannot do it. And I think that's the case here. But here's my question to you is, as we play this soundbite during the podcast the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's not going to work here anymore anyway. Yeah, Mr. Mike.
Who is a guy that's a veteran that you are looking at that really needs to play well Thursday and could be a surprise cut where the Saints cut them before the big cut down? As sort of a, hey, this is a veteran, so we're doing right by him, and he's not part of our plans anymore, and we're cutting him now, so he can catch on somewhere else, and it's easy for him. Is there anybody you're looking at Saturday that you're like, that dude better show a little something, or the Saints are going to champ Bailey him?
Well, I think Patrick Robinson and Ken Crawley both are on the bubble, you know, and there's a chance they both make the team, but I think they've got to show something, and Patrick Robinson especially. I don't know that he's shown that he's fully recovered from that injury, so he needs to show up and play well. So he's definitely a guy that stands out to me, but I think you can go really at every position. I mean, Wes Horton's a guy that's flashed a little bit, but he's squarely on the bubble. Sylvester Williams, the defensive tackle, he is on the bubble, I think, to make this roster, and so that's on the defensive side of the ball. On the offensive side of the ball, you know, this guy, A.J. Derby, has kind of come out of nowhere, the tight end. He was a late camp addition, and he's looked pretty good. And I would say right now that he's maybe ahead of Garrett Griffin and Dan Arnold to make this team. So, you know, Dan Arnold is another guy that I would say maybe a little too inconsistent. He's a veteran that needs to show up. Those are the main guys. I would say – at the end of the day, most of these veterans are pretty secure. Patrick Robinson is probably the big name that stands out to me.
Yeah. Speaking of secure, if you're going to gamble this weekend on preseason football, and why wouldn't you? MyBookie has the best, most secure online gambling site and app out there. You can bet on anything. You can bet on over. You can bet on over under. You can bet on player stats. You can bet on fantasy over under point totals during the year. They have you covered every which way. And right now, to get people excited about football season, MyBookie is doing an amazing deal for Saints Happy Hour listeners. Use the code armchair, you get 100% sign up bonus. Andrew, that's right, you put in 100, you get an extra 100 to gamble with. You put in 500, you get an extra 500. Use the code armchair at mybookie.ag and you get 100% sign up bonus. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. Terms and conditions apply. Andrew, that kind of wraps up this podcast.
I was going to say real quick, one more pitch about becoming a patron. Awesome. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this, so you can edit this out and post if you need to. But I was just going to say, if you don't like these ads or you find them annoying, am I allowed to finish the sentence?
Yes.
Okay. If you don't like these ads, if you become a patron, that is another benefit. There are no ads because those shows are sponsored by you. So
yeah,
if there's any, if you're on the fence and that's another layer where you're just like, yeah, I would do it, but I hate how this podcast has a couple ads in there. Well, if you sign up, you become a patron, those all go away. So yep. No ads for the whole
show. The ads are on the free ones, the gated stuff where you pay for, you're paying for it. You don't get any ads. And one more announcement, Andrew. Channel 4 has again made the questionable decision. They are putting me on TV all football season long. Not only that, we said to them, hey, Channel 4, do you think we should do a banner behind me and it can be more professional and I can look like a real true talking head? Channel 4 was like, no, Ralph. We like your kitchen and your cats because it makes you more authentic. We want the full Ralph experience. So you will get the full Ralph kitchen and cats all season long on WWL Morning Show. How about that, Andrew?
I mean, I get the full Marlboro experience
every day.
But I thought I was just a glutton for punishment and just a nice guy. But
no.
Apparently WWL thinks it's marketable.
Clicks. It's
to,
all
to
about
have a
the
face
clicks.
For radio.
I do. I'm going to work on the blinking so I don't look like a hostage. So, everybody, this has been our Friday show. We will do a post-game edition, so be on the lookout for that. We may or may not live streaming depending on availability for people. But besides that, if you don't join us for the live stream, make sure to join us for Monday for the big show where Dave and Kevin join us. We have a big surprise for you on Monday. I promise you it's worth your time. So until then, have a great weekend, and we'll see you then.